$1,000 was... Hi there. You don't know me, but I have searched entire universes of space and time for you. Why? What have you done? Well, it's not about what you have done. It's about what you can do, an ability you've yet to discover, and about the terrible choice that you'll soon have to make, because you are literally the only one who can set things right.
To fully understand the unique gift that has drawn this message to you against overwhelming odds, and understand the challenge that still lies ahead, I need to tell you a rather lengthy tale. It is the story of a young man who went from a charmed but relatively humble existence to one in which he found himself the literal and metaphysical center of the universe. His exploits are not recorded anywhere else in the cosmos, as the place and time in which they happened now only exist
as the subquantum echo that is currently overriding your radio signal.
His name was Dylan Darby, and these are his improbable adventures. Like most exciting adventures, this one starts off normally enough, in this case, with a simple card game. This card game is taking place in a richly appointed dining hall on board an opulent starliner named Leolus, which, unbeknownst to the passengers, has become stranded in deep space, too far between the stars to ever again reach civilization. The players and their fellow passengers carry on, blissfully unaware that a slow, agonizing death awaits them.
Lieutenant Jones.
Yes, Captain Lelton?
Keep the drinks flowing. If anyone inquires why we've fallen back into normal space, plead ignorance. Tell them to enjoy the pretty nebulae or something.
I don't think it's even occurred to them to ask, Captain. But it will eventually, once they pick up on some of the muttering from the crew, or realize we're not re-entering the linkage. What then?
Then? I'll tell you what I know myself. Our passengers may look genteel, but you'll see a much more barbaric side if they find out the Starliner is going to be their unmarked grave. Just delay them for as long as possible until I can check something out.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, and send someone back to sit with Reese. He's not in a good way. He's keeping a death vigil over Micah and Sophie, and I worry what he might do if one or both of them die.
I'll get Ensign Jane on it right away, sir. He's probably the only one big enough to handle the job.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Now, where are our gamblers?
They're at that table over there, sir. The one with the crowd gathered around it.
One of those card players, Lieutenant, has consigned you, me, and everyone else on this ship to a horrible death. But that same person might be our only salvation.
I'll raise you 300.
I'll call.
Good evening, gentlemen. Miss Evans.
Captain.
Best to you, Dylan. If you can stop scrutinizing the Wallard long enough to join the rest of us in the game.
All in.
Are you kidding me?
Fold. Damn it, Darby. I fold. You better not be bluffing.
Captain, the paintings in this room, they're so otherworldly. Who painted them?
Those are various pieces done by Maxwell Parrish, Mr. Darby. I had them placed here shortly after taking command of the Leolus. The luminous, impressionistic quality of his work resembles the way space blurs and colors in the linkage continuum, so I thought they'd fit nicely here.
Huh. I'll have to get one of those. I think I should have enough cash after Chechki here makes up his mind. Come on, Tavarish. You in or out? It's way past my bedtime, and I wouldn't want to disappoint my mama.
No, my young Darby, we wouldn't want that. I'm sure your mama has long since grown tired of being disappointed in you.
So I take it you're in.
That I am, and I'm sorry to have to say it, but your little winning streak is at an end. Rhythm and win.
Look out! Reese, put that pipe down.
Jones, grab him.
Calm down, Reese. Got him.
I got his arm.
True, look out.
Got him.
Hold him down. Someone get that pipe out of his hand.
Mike is dead. One of these bastards killed him, and now they're sitting here playing friggin' cards while he's dead. Sophie might as well be. I want them to suffer before we all die!
Damn it, Reese. This wasn't how I wanted everyone to find out.
Sorry, Captain, I was watching him, but I turned my back for 1 second and he hit me right over the head.
Just get him restrained and try not to let him loose again. Jones, see to Miss Evans. She took a pretty nasty blow to the ribs from that pipe.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Captain, what the hell is going on?
I don't suppose there's any way to avoid telling you all now. I'm sure you've all noticed that we haven't gone back into Linkage yet. Well, there's a reason for that. While we were in transit, there was an accident. Both our Linkage guides were injured, and one of them has apparently just died.
It was no damned accident. It was murder!
Reese!
You can't sugarcoat this one, Captain. One of these bastards stole their probability. It killed Micah, and it will probably kill Sophie, too. And without them, we're all as good as dead. And for what? A stupid, stinking game of poker?
I'm sorry, Captain, but I fail to understand how we could be even remotely responsible for the death of your pilot. We've never even met the man, and considering the extremely reclusive nature of Linkage monks, I doubt we could have, even if we wanted to.
Liar!
Shut it, Reese. That's an order. This may sound odd, but which one of you is the luckiest?
What?
Luck is a capricious mistress, Captain. She visits us at unknown times for unknown durations, for both good and ill.
Granted, but have any of you been unusually lucky on this particular trip? Have any of you, for example, done extremely well at the gaming table, regardless of the personal skill you or others might possess?
Darby.
Yeah, Darby. Completely.
Hey! Yeah, definitely Darby. He can't read players and his mechanics are crap, but he just keeps winning over and over again.
Now wait just a damn minute here. I'm not going to get thrown under the bus just because I'm winning. Tvarish, you know me. Back me up here.
I like you, Dylan. And you know I wouldn't say a crossword against you, but do you remember that first game back at the hotel before the cruise? You're far from the professional that I am, but you somehow managed to pull all the best cards. And it was only my considerable experience and skill that allowed me to come out ahead. Since we've boarded the ship, however, it's been a farcical stretch to call what we've been doing gambling.
Stinking probability thief!
Reese? The only reason you haven't been sedated at this point is because I desperately need my chief engineer. If you cannot control yourself, however, you'll spend the rest of whatever time we have left in the brig. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Jane? Jones? Kindly escort Mr. Darby to engineering.
Wait, what?
Come with us, sir.
You can't do this. What proof do you have that I did anything wrong?
You're a very lucky man, Mr. Darby. That is all the proof we need. Let's hope your luck holds out. For all our sakes.